This episode of Intelligent Medicine is brought to you by Carlson Fish Oils. Fish oil provides the vital omega-3s, EPA and DHA, which support cardiovascular, brain and nerve, vision, immune system, joint, and skin health. Carlson ensures maximum freshness by managing their fish oils from sea to shelf. All Carlson fish oils are tested by an FDA-registered laboratory for freshness, potency, and purity, and they're available in soft gels and liquid form. For more information, go to carlsonlabs.com. Carlson fish oils are available at fine health food stores nationwide. Welcome back to today's Intelligent Medicine podcast. I'm your host, Dr. Ronald Hoffman, and we're talking about a great new formula. It's Green Tea CR Phytosome, which comes to us from Purity Products. And our guest is Chris Killam. Chris is a real-life Indiana Jones. You get tired of hearing that? Because, you know, I guess that's...
No, yeah. You know, it's funny. I mean, I don't actually get chased by spear-chucking natives and giant boulders, running down hills after me, and I'm grateful for that. But no, I don't. I mean, it always makes me smile a little bit.
But he's been hither and thither and yon searching for all the most promising nutraceuticals. He's come up with a great new formula, and it's something we'll tell you about. But, you know, as I look at the formula, it doesn't just have Mareva curcumin phytosome, which is a high-quality curcumin delivery system. It's got green tea phytosome extract. By the way, that's different because a lot of the green tea products, they're not phytosome products. Has transverse resveratrol, but it also has some ellagic acid from pomegranates, some citrus bioflavonoids, some pine bark extract, which is like pycnogenol. Grapeseed extract. What prompted you to include some of these other things in there?
Well, the other ingredients you could really just say are support ingredients. I mean, you know, what we know is that a broad range of antioxidants in the diet really seems to be kind of the way to go. Not so much because of their antioxidant activity per se, but because of the other activities that they demonstrate, you know. And so when we looked around, we looked at some other ingredients and thought those would be great support ingredients. So that's really the reason, you know, they're kind of the dressing on the salad, if you will.
But the key players, green tea, curcumin, and resveratrol. So, you know, let's start with a little bit of green tea research. Green tea originally came to our attention because it seemed to have cancer preventive properties. I remember the first time I paid attention to green tea was when a study came out of China where they have a lot of esophageal cancer. Whatever they're drinking, they're eating, or smoking. Smoking certainly is a cause of esophageal cancer. Very high rate of esophageal cancer. And yet in drinkers of green tea, that risk was dramatically reduced. So since that finding, which I think came out in the 80s, what have you learned about the cancer preventive effects of green tea?
Well, you're referring, I think, to the China study, which was a collaboration between Cornell and Oxford universities. And they did find that people who drank, you know, three or more cups of green tea a day had significantly lower rates of certain types of cancer and other health problems. This is among a Chinese population. So when we look at some of the cancer science now, we see studies that have been done showing some inhibition of lung cancer cells, some inhibition of tumor growth, some inhibition of prostate cancer. Most, not all forms of cancer have been studied. A lot of this is cell studies against green tea, and we see some promising results with, malignant melanoma, squamous cell carcinoma, breast cancer cells. And I don't want to suggest or imply that that means that green tea is a treatment or a cure for any of these cancers, but it seems pretty likely that it is a preventive in terms of reducing risk. So there's actually a torrent. I mean, many thousands of papers that have come out, tissue studies, animal studies, and in some cases, some epidemiological studies looking at populations of people and protection. So
You may be cautious in making those assertions because, you know, being in the industry, we know that, you know, we have to be careful. You know, we can't say whether this treats or prevents a disease. I mean, that's the law. There's something called Duché, which you have to say, we're going to talk about broad levels of protection or optimization and, you know, sort of use vague words about that when it comes to diseases. But, you know, as a physician, I will tell you, there is a very clear-cut protective role of EGCG, for example, in cervical cancer. There's actually a medication, which I think is more widely used in Europe, which is applied topically to the cervix for prevention of the progression of precancer to overt cervical cancer. So, if nothing else, I think it illustrates the potential anti-cancer effects of green tea. Again, we're not saying, you know, if you have advanced cancer, you know, take green tea and
And it's not one of those wink and a nod things either, where we're really saying that. We're really not. I mean, there was a 2017 study, a meta-analysis, so a study of studies, and they found a correspondence between increased consumption of green tea and decreased risk of prostate cancer. So, you know, I mean, we tend in the United States, I think, to isolate in our minds, I should take vitamin D, or I should, you know, take resveratrol. And the fact of the matter is we need a lot of preventive factors in our diet, you know, in our regular regimen, as much as we need to keep away from high risk factors, whether they're industrial chemicals or cigarettes, that can, you know, deteriorate our health. And it just turns out that green tea is one of the great protective agents of all time.
What about neurodegeneration? Because, of course, we have this tremendous epidemic of neurodegenerative diseases. Number one, Alzheimer's disease, but now they say that Parkinson's disease is going to soar in its incidence. And then you've got dread disorders like ALS and other forms of dementia. The three things that you've included in this formula all have a claim to fame in terms of preventing neurodegeneration, right?
Well, yes, but I would say of the three, for sure, curcumin from turmeric stands out. We know from, and again, we're not making curative claims here, but we know from some studies that curcumin from turmeric root, it's the orange pigment in turmeric root, helps to prevent the buildup of beta amyloid plaque in the brain stem. And we know that beta amyloid plaque is part and parcel of Alzheimer's disease, and it occurs with other neurodegenerative disorders. And in animal studies, at least, we've also seen a reduction of beta amyloid plaque in animals when they've been given curcumin. In addition, we do know that populations, India, certainly Southeast Asia, where they have a very, very high turmeric root intake, they appear to have a lower rate of some forms of neurodegeneration, including Alzheimer's. And, additionally, we know, and this is a kind of an amazing thing, that curcumin causes our bodies to produce more of what are known as neuroprotective factors. So different compounds that actually occur on the surface of nerves, occur on the surface of the brain, and help to protect the actual physical cells of our nervous system. So I would say from a neuroprotective standpoint, curcumin is our superstar, and the Mareva curcumin shows something like 29 times the absorption of a regular, you know, simple like turmeric extract. So we're really, really putting in the good stuff, as you could say.
You know, and one of the big themes of 21st century disease is metabolic syndrome, the tendency to gain weight and to have cardiovascular risk factors, eventually type 2 diabetes. And again, a couple of the ingredients in this formula address that. Resveratrol certainly has been shown to have potential benefits there, but also the green tea, specifically research on green tea and its weight loss benefits.
Yes, and there was an assumption for a while that it was due to the caffeine in green tea, even though green tea is relatively low in caffeine as compared with other beverages. But it turns out that it's really due to the antioxidants. The green tea phytosome that we use, for example, has been used in some human clinical weight studies. And there was one kind of fascinating one. And by the way, it is decaffeinated. Okay, there's no mm-hmm. caffeine. So we're not looking at thermogenesis. That is, we're not looking at an increased caloric burn rate due to calories. We are actually looking at thermogenesis. But in one study, adults were put on a somewhat calorie-restricted diet and a modest exercise program. And half the group was given this green tea phytosome and the other half was not. And at the end of a 90-day period, the having all done basically the same exercise, same calorie-restricted diet, the group that everybody lost weight because they were exercising, but the group that took the green tea extract had double the weight loss. So that does not mean that without dietary modification and exercise, it would do the same thing. But it does mean if you're struggling with weight, if you want to, you know, get to a healthier weight for yourself, it is a tool for helping you to achieve that, along with the two factors that we know you must have for weight reduction. That is more caloric restriction and more exercise.
And a little bit of a technical question, because there are some people on blood thinners like Coumadin. Is there a lot of vitamin K in the green tea? Is that something that needs to be, that could create a concern?
No.
I know that some of the green tea formulations actually are reduced vitamin K.
Yeah, I don't think you're looking at any kind of a significant vitamin K value in the relatively small milligram value of tea that you're talking about.
Okay. And, that's something that people get checked regularly for. There is some concern about toxicity of green tea, and, you know, some lurid articles have appeared in, I don't know, not the greatest publications, U.S. News and World Reports, Consumer Reports, saying that green tea causes liver problems. Can you address that?
Yes, I can. One of the issues that we face, just as we do with drugs, especially generic drugs, and especially generic drugs from certain countries, is that there is some adulteration of herbal extracts, particularly in many cases coming from China, not just China. And green tea extract is one of the most popular extracts in the world. It is the case that sometimes these extracts can be adulterated with other substances, perhaps to enhance their ability.
Or even have heavy metals, or other sources of contamination.
Yeah, and so that's a real and legitimate thing, and that's one of the reasons you want you don't want to get the discount. Wow, I get like a 5-month supply of this stuff for $4. How great! Mm-hmm. Green tea extract itself, real, uncontaminated, non-heavy metal laden green tea extract, will cause no harm. Period. But if it is contaminated with heavy metals, if it has some contamination from industrial chemicals, and there's an enormous amount of industrial pollution in the world today, and or if a drug has been added to somehow zip up the efficacy for, you know, diet, weight loss, mm-hmm. whatever, yeah. Then of course there can be problems, but nobody on earth has ever shown that green tea itself, you know, mm-hmm. pure green tea or pure green tea extract harms the liver in any way.
Yeah, I think some of those reports come from weight loss products that incorporate green tea, but may also have undisclosed ingredients, like, you know, the fenfen and things like that, phentermine, that, you know, sometimes, especially the Chinese have been guilty of that, that they have spiked some of the raw materials. And, yeah, you get results, but the toxicity is a real concern.
Well, you know, a quick story. I came back from an Asia trip 2 years ago, and I had found this remarkable sex-enhancing formula based primarily on a micronized, super-concentrated extract of cordyceps, you know, a particular fungus that's very well known for sexual enhancement. And, you know, I gave some to the folks at Purity, and we all tried it, and we all went, wow, boy, this is amazing, you know. We should definitely market this. And, but we got it tested. Yeah. And the reason that it worked so well, sadly, was that it contained both Viagra and cocaine.
Yikes.
And so, we just went, okay, well, gee, that's why the effect was so strong so fast. So we do see a problem with adulteration. We do see a problem with some contamination, and that's why you want, if you're going to take a supplement, you want those companies who really vet their manufacturers, who don't just go for the cheapest ingredients, so that, you know, you're not inadvertently harmed.
I guess it's kind of a hangout position when you call your company Purity. You really have to live up to that reputation.
Yeah, I think you're kind of standing on the ledge with that one, you know, yeah. For sure. And great, you know, why not?
Exactly. Lest we give resveratrol a short shrift, because we've been talking about curcumin and green tea a lot. What's the latest on resveratrol? You know, a while back, the big story on resveratrol was that I believe it was GlaxoSmithKline bought the rights to David Sinclair's research on resveratrol. David Sinclair, very reputable scientist, was hot on the trail of resveratrol as a potential new wonder drug, anti-aging, anti-cardiovascular disease, and on went it, and to the tune of $100 million. So they wanted to manufacture this as a drug, maybe create a clone of this, tweak it, put it, you know, like a sulfhydryl bond on it, and change it into something that could be patentable. But it didn't ultimately take off. So how is it now that in the wake of that, natural resveratrol still has stood the test of time?
Well, I think in part we are a an information heavy bunch of folks in the natural products industry. I'm sure you know from all the years that you've been doing what you do, you get lots of questions and you get lots of people who are informed. And I'm not suggesting that everybody is, but, so people find out that, oh, this really is good for you. And then, by hopefully going to knowledgeable people in retail stores and reading, they can select brands that work for them. And you know what happens over time. People say, hey, you know, I went back to my doctor. I've been taking this resveratrol or this curcumin or this or this that, my this CoQ10 for, you know, this long, and my blood work showed up much better, and then they tell their sister. And so I think we can actually give ourselves a little pat on the back for being pretty good at spreading good information around.
Indeed. So resveratrol, cardiovascular benefits, brain protective benefits, anything I'm missing on that?
Well, I mean, you know, in terms of the cardiovascular benefits, there's sort of more affirmation that it, you know, does in fact help to get your blood fats right, that it does have a salutary effect on the physical, you know, the epithelial lining of the blood vessels, you know, that it does help to reduce platelet aggregation and all of that. If anything, the science on resveratrol is just so gigantic now. It's hard to know. You know, I took a quick look on PubMed and found 11,000 hits. And I mean, the first few pages is all like 2019. People are investigating, as we described with green tea, people are investigating resveratrol for its potential to inhibit a broad range of cancers. Again, a lot of these are cell line studies, looking at resveratrol even for things like some forms of asthma. I think that you know, periodically, somebody will do, and I'm sure you read these, you know, a meta review, kind of an aggregation of all the current science. And I think we're probably somewhat overdue for one, because it looks as though from the science, that there are hundreds of things that resveratrol is showing some efficacy either for in terms of prevention, in terms of prevention primarily, and also for protection of the brain, for sure.
Okay. Well, let's wrap it up, because I want to tell you about a special offer for our listeners. Intelligent Medicine listeners are entitled to a free bottle giveaway, courtesy of the folks at Purity Products. So here's how this works. You just pay for shipping and handling. That's $4.95. And you get to put Chris Killam's Green Tea CR Phytosome formula to the test. Purity Products has been taking great care of our customers since 1993. And they're now allowing our Intelligent Medicine listeners to try this formula for free, so you can see what a difference it can make in your life. And you'll get the best of three outstanding phytonutrients in very highly bioavailable forms, high-quality forms. That's resveratrol, curcumin, and green tea. Just call this number, 800-218-6030, 800-218-6030. One final time, 800-218-6030. And Chris, anything to add?
You know, one of the things I do want to say is that you will feel this formula. I mean, unless you're in absolutely impeccable health, you know, you're Michael Phelps or something, you're going to feel this. And that's what I like. I like that people have an experience that supports better health. And so I encourage people to try it out, Ron. And I also thank you for, you know, giving me the time to talk about this. I think we've got a real breakthrough here, and I always appreciate having a good conversation with you.
Well, indeed. We hope to get you back as you continue to provide terrific innovations in this field, as you've done over many years. Thanks so much for your contributions, and congratulations on a fabulous career.
Well, thank you, man, and happy trails to you, Ron.
Indeed. I'm Dr. Ronald Hoffman, and this is the Intelligent Medicine Podcast. Hi, this is Dr. Ronald Hoffman. As we age, forestalling and even reversing bone loss becomes more and more important. That's why I've created the Intelligent Medicine Bone Health Protocol, my personal supplement recommendations to ensure your skeletal health. Just go to DearHoffmanStore.com. In addition to the Bone Health Protocol, you'll find easy-to-follow links from my supplement starter kit, Heart Health Protocol, and much more. These new protocols are an easy way for you to get the exact combination of targeted supplements you need to help you follow the Intelligent Medicine lifestyle, and for a limited time, you'll get free shipping on all of your store orders. For more details, just go to drhoffmanstore.com. That's drhoffmanstore.com.